This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios to visit a little bit about a program that's actually kicking off today. It's called Thrive Iowa, and Cass Health is taking point on this particular program here locally. And Kristen Brooks is the Thrive Iowa Cass Health Coordinator, and she's in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You bet. Now, this is all brand new for us and for you.
Yeah, it is. It's actually brand new for the entire state. Eventually, this program, Thrive Iowa, will be in all 99 counties, but Cass County was chosen as one of the first sites in the state, and it's due to already all the work that all the companies and individuals in this county have already put in before, so that's how Cass Health got chosen as the backbone organization.
Sure. Well, there's going to be kind of a, for lack of a better term, kind of a kickoff event today, a launch event where folks can get together, and that's here this morning, actually, from 10 to 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Bluebird Hill Event Center just east of town, and this is going to be an opportunity for folks to come together to do what?
Yeah, so it's really going to be just a celebration of kicking off this new initiative here in Cass County, and we're going to have some speakers and some little light snacks and really just an opportunity to learn, look at some data that has been collected from Arkansas because the initiative originates in Arkansas. So the CEO from there is going to be coming to share some information and some data points and really just provide some additional information and celebrate that we have this new initiative in Cass County to continue doing the work that everyone's already been doing.
Okay. Like what? What is Thrive Iowa? What is the goal?
So the goal is to really take families from crisis to stability to career. And really, it's a community-led initiative. We're not trying to replace anything that already exists, just trying to help move everybody forward in the same direction to really wrap around our at-risk families here in the community.
You use the word crisis. Like what?
Yeah, so maybe they're having difficulties with housing, that they can't pay for housing, and they need some help navigating that system. We have a very difficult system to navigate, and so we have people who just assist with that, get people connected with resources. We have financial, we have about 13 care areas that we assess and can connect people to those services that already exist in our community.
Is it fair to say that your service is kind of a conduit between people in need and the services that they're looking for?
Exactly, yes. So we're really just connecting people, and then we're also trying to connect all of our providers in the area to really close some gaps and fill in some needs that maybe haven't been addressed yet. And it's, you know, really the community members and the people that already do the work coming together and building a better system for our own community members.
You know, I've kind of heard this over the last few years with so many community leaders who have helped to put together the community resource guide, for example. Even the folks who were in charge of putting that together were a bit surprised at how many resources there are available here in our communities.
Yes, absolutely. We have so many, and sometimes it's just hard. Even those of us who work in the system, it's still difficult. Imagine being just a regular resident trying to navigate all those systems. And so that's really what our navigators and the people who work directly with our families, that's their job, is to get them connected with the right people at the right time. And so we're already building our alliance, our Cass County Alliance, which is the providers in our area. We have over 26 different organizations. We have over 90 alliance members already enrolled.
Wow. So already a lot of the groundwork has been laid. So you have a roadmap for this.
Yes. So our model is based on the 100 families model out of Arkansas. They've been doing it for approximately 10 years. They've seen great success with it. And so it's just coming to Iowa now. And so they've laid out a lot of groundwork, and we're basing our model based on the 100 families initiative in Arkansas.
So I assume you feel confident that we're set up for ground zero right now to kind of get launched. But are we kind of still kind of playing it by ear a little bit to see exactly what people need and how we serve them?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we do is collect data. So we'll take that data, take it to our alliance members and our meetings that we will be holding, and we're going to come up with different ideas and really try to get creative on how to fill the gaps based on data.
You bet. Okay, specifically about today's launch event, who should come out for that?
It is open to everybody. Anybody who has any remote interest, please join us. We're ready. We want to share this information. We want to share what we're doing. We're very transparent about what's going on. And so anybody who would like to join, community members, providers, really anybody is welcome to come and really encourage. We would love to see you, love to connect. We're all about learning and figuring out what does our community need.
So this today's event could include people who are leaders in some of the organizations that you'll be leaning on to help folks, or it might be the folks that are looking for the assistance.
Absolutely. It's open to everybody, and we really just want to connect with people. It's about the community. It's about where we live and just taking care of our people.
How will you find those who need the assistance or are looking for the assistance? Will that be a group effort?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's in the Alliance can refer right on our software, and members and individual community members can also refer themselves on the software, or if they just call up to Cass Health and ask for Thrive Iowa or me directly, we can get you signed in as well.
Now, can you refer other folks? Like, for example, could a church, for example, who might know some folks who are in a situation where they could use mm-hmm. some different types of assistance, but they're not in a position to really provide that, could they reach out and kind of direct you there?
Absolutely. And I would also ask those church members, come be part of the Alliance. That's also part of it. It's not just the official people you think of when you think of providing services. Our faith-based organizations provide a lot of services to people in needs in our communities. And we want your input. We want your help. Because, again, it's about us wrapping around our at-risk families. It's not just your nonprofits. It's not just your government agencies. It's anybody who touches these families' lives because we all have to work together. When we lift together, mm-hmm. it makes the load a lot easier and a lot lighter. So yes, faith-based organizations can put in referrals. Anybody can. They can do it themselves. It's really about just our community.
You know, we sometimes see this with our veterans, where there are services available to them. Sometimes they're not aware of them. And they're sometimes, you know, a little shy about reaching out and asking. We, you know, we're Iowans by nature. We want to be self-sufficient and we want mm-hmm. to take care of ourselves. But there's nothing wrong with seeking some assistance that's out there and available when you might need it.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's the hardest thing you can do, especially if you don't know where to even start. And our navigators can help find your starting point based on what you want to do and what our individual participant wants to do. Sure. It's not somebody telling our participant what to do. It's about what they want to do. What are their goals? Where do they feel like they need help?
So this is a process that's going to continue to morph and evolve over time. Do you feel that, like, since this is kind of a kickoff here in Iowa as well as Cass County, do you feel like there are folks watching to see how we do so they can kind of derive their own type of systems locally?
Yeah, absolutely. Arkansas just told us a couple weeks ago that they are using how Iowa is rolling out the initiative to other states. And so we absolutely hope to be a good model for other states. I see this going very well. I'm really happy with what has been happening in this model and really getting people connected.
Mm-hmm. No pressure, Kristen.
None at all.
So many folks looking over our shoulders. Well, you're helping to coordinate this program through Cass Health, but you have help.
Yes, absolutely. So Cass Health is our backbone organization. We have two navigators currently who are working directly with participants and families. And we also have other community members who are helping promote. We have some significant buy-in from certain providers. We also have a lot of alliances that have already been built here in Cass County, and they are helping promote and really talking about this initiative, and that's really helping. You know, we live in Iowa. We know we get our information a lot of times just from talking to our neighbors. And so when people are talking about it, you know, we're getting referrals from some places that we're like, oh, didn't even think about that or how to manage that way. We said it earlier, we're all about learning. And so we really want everybody's input that, you know, whoever we touch, whoever we'll talk to, we're willing to have a conversation with anybody about this.
And there's already been a substantial amount of work, I think, done here in Cass County over the last several years through the wellness department and outreach to kind of collect a lot of the data and information to make sure, to reach out, let folks know about some of these things. And this isn't about duplication. This is about kind of enhancing those options.
That's exactly what this is. It's about just adding to what we have to make our systems easier to navigate, really provide resources for individuals as well as other providers about what is out there. It's a living, breathing system that is always getting updated. That's part of my role, is making sure that those resources are up to date. Who do you contact? What do you do if I'm looking for this specific thing? It's really about making sure we're staying on top of it, giving people jobs that their job is to be there for everyone else.
You bet. Very good. So we should never feel ashamed about asking for assistance if we're in a time of need or crisis. And it's just a matter of, who do you talk to? Where do you go? Well, now we know where we can get that conversation started. In fact, it starts today from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Bluebird Hill Event Center here east of Atlantic. That's an opportunity for you to learn more about the Cass Health Thrive Iowa program here locally. Kristen Brooks has been in with us here this morning. Hope folks take the opportunity to come out today and to learn more about the process.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.